Hello there, friends. This is The Spectator. One of the questions often asked is, what stations will I be able to see on the TV cable of Brenham? Well, at present, or rather as soon as the system goes into operation, you will be able to receive 9 channels on your television set. Another channel is being reserved for local programs to be produced later, and 2 channels are being held open for stations not yet on the air, but which will likely be in demand once they do become operated. Here is the lineup of stations to be available to subscribers to the TV cable of Brenham service. To see Channel 2 KPRC-TV Houston, dial our Channel 2. See Channel 3 KBTX-TV Bryan, dial our Channel 3. See Channel 15, KAMU College Station, our Channel 5. Channel 39, KHTV Houston, our Channel 4. Channel 6, on our station to be announced. Channel 7, KTBC-TV Austin, our Channel 7. Channel 8, KUHT Houston, our Channel 8. Channel 9, will be the Brenham TV channel. Channel 10, our weather scan, Brenham, on our own Channel 10. Channel 11, KHOU-TV, Houston, 11. Channel 12, to be announced. Channel 13, KTRK, Houston, our Channel 13. That's the lineup of the TV cable of Brenham stations to be viewed. We note with a bit of disgust that our own Texas Senator, Lloyd Benson, has voted along with Senator McGovern, Kennedy, Bayh, and the other radicals in the U.S. Senate to withdraw American soldiers from South Vietnam after 9 months, provided American prisoners of war are released. We hope this measure will die in the House, as leaders there predict it will do. We have long had our doubts about the stability of Senator Benson, and this vote tends to confirm them. Senator Benson was elected as a staunch conservative, but his attitude since election has been slipping steadily toward the liberal side. That is one of the disappointments of recent years. So many men elected as conservatives become so anxious to make the team by playing ball with activists in the lawmaking bodies that they forget their promises to the people. They become obsessed with the idea of being reelected, and they grab at what looked like popular ideas at the time as a means of corralling votes. We are afraid Senator Benson is one of this number. About the only man we can call to mind who was elected as a conservative and has remained staunchly conservative after his election is our own Senator John Tower. You can usually count on him to vote the way he believes, not the way he thinks would be popular. That, we think, is the mark of statesmanship. This is The Spectator, returning you now to your announcer.